John chapter 12. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Therefore they made him a supper there, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of the ones reclining at table with him. Then Mary took a pound of ointment, a very valuable pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" But he said this, not because it mattered to him concerning the poor, but because he was a thief, and holding the purse, carried off what was put into it. Then Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She has reserved it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." Then a great crowd of the Jews found out that he was there, and they came, not because of Jesus only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests took counsel to kill Lazarus also, because on account of him many of the Jews went away and believed into Jesus. On the next day, the great crowd who had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, took the branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him, and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus, having found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes, sitting on a donkey's colt." These things his disciples did not understand at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. The crowd, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead, testified. For this reason the crowd also went and met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees then said to one another, "You see that you are not doing anything worthwhile. Behold, the world has gone after him." And there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. These then came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew. Andrew came, and Philip too, and they told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his soul life loses it, and he who hates his soul life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me out of this hour. But for this reason I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came out of heaven, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd, therefore, which stood by and heard it, said that there had been thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice has not come for my sake, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. But he said this, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die. The crowd, therefore, answered him, We have heard out of the law that the Christ abides forever. And how is it that you say, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Jesus then said to them, The light is still among you a little while. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness may not overcome you. And he who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe into the light, so that you may become sons of light. Jesus said these things, and he went away and was hidden from them. But though he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe into him, that the word of the prophet Isaiah, which he said might be fulfilled, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason, they could not believe, because again Isaiah said, He has blinded their eyes, and he hardened their heart, that they might not see with their eyes, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I will heal them. These things said Isaiah, because he saw his glory, and spoke concerning him. Nevertheless, even many of the rulers believed into him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory of men more than the glory of God. But Jesus cried out and said, He who believes into me does not believe into me, but into him who sent me. And he who beholds me beholds him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that everyone who believes into me would not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I have not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has one who judges him. The word which I have spoken, that will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken from myself, but the Father who sent me, He Himself has given me commandment what to say and what to speak. And I know that His commandment is eternal life. The things, therefore, that I speak, even as the Father has said to me, so I speak.